And we back, and we back, and we back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, welcome in. Welcome to the show. I've been on a little hiatus, man. Lots been going on, so I had to take a little step back so I can come back with y'all with full energy, good energy, and everything. Just been transitioning through a few things. So I was like, let me take a little break and let me get back to it. I hope everybody enjoyed the holiday. Thanksgiving just passed, and for me, overall, it was great. Great experience, great time with the family as well. I love Thanksgiving simply because it's like you get to spend time with your family. You get to know how their year is going, everything that they've been going through, if they've been accomplishing their goals, how they've been just overall on a self-loving tip and a self-care tip. And it was just all grateful for me. You know, when it comes to Thanksgiving, I love cooking up a meal, cooking up a feast, or cooking up a dish for my family. So I always cook with love. So this year they asked me to make a roast. So I was like, let me do something different. I'm making a jerk roast. If you in the Caribbean descent, you know what the jerk roast is. So I made that. Everybody loved it. And I just love when people like eat my food and just love the food. Like you could tell, like, yeah, this is it. That makes sense. But overall, me personally had a great Thanksgiving, getting back into the flow of things, preparing to close out this quarter out strong, getting back in the gym, been really MIA from the gym, and it's been showing. So that's the one thing I've been working on this week, getting back in the gym, getting back to my workouts, doing my morning routine, and doing what I need to do to prepare myself for 2024 and be ahead of the time. But I bet you're wondering, what's this episode going to be about? And in today's episode, we're going to tackle a challenge that's near and dear to every entrepreneurial millennial's heart. And that's balancing ambition with self-care. So, you know, trying to balance the two out. And we live in a world where they glorify the hustle. You got to hustle. You got to grind. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this if you're an entrepreneur. You no days off, no breaks and stuff like that. But how do we avoid the burnout when we're chasing our dreams? And then I know you're like, man, talk about it. So this whole balancing act of let me hustle, and I'll take care of myself when the time is right. But we're going to dive in and understand this balancing act that we all seem to do. But you know, before I dive into this, we're going to explore the delicate equilibrium between ambition and self-care. But first, let's head off the show with some quotes of the day. And my first quote is, difficult times pass, you'll get through this. Man, I need this quote simply because when a difficult time comes about, we're so enthralled in it that we think this difficult time will last forever. But when we look back, I know we've all had difficult times in our lives, and we look back on that difficult time, in that moment we're like, man, is this going to pass? Why is this happening? We have all the questions, start questioning things. But we have to understand too, like, this difficult time is happening for a reason, and it's not going to be here forever. So let me just stand still and learn what I need to learn during this difficult time. And understand, like, I'll get through this. This too shall pass. But it's understanding, I know it can be in the moment, a lot can be going on. You feel like you're going through your trials and tribulations, but it's still understanding, this will pass. Let me learn what I need to learn from this difficult time and not let this difficult time defeat me. Because anytime you're going through anything difficult, it's there to build you up, not break you down. But once again, that quote is, difficult times pass, you'll get through this. My next quote is, figure out your weaknesses and be ready to defend your promises to yourself when they try to distract you. This is deep. Have you took the time to understand your weaknesses this year? What has been holding you down? Even your distractions too. You got to figure out what your weaknesses are and your distractions, because they will hold you back when you're trying to move forward. I was going through this myself, and it's like, I got too comfortable being comfortable. And it happens in life. You're like, oh, holidays coming around. This is coming around. Oh, you've been having a great year. You've been going hard for the first three quarters of the year. And you're like, oh, I'm ahead of the game. But then you start taking the times off. You start getting comfortable. You start getting lackadaisical. You start procrastinating. You start getting lazy. And it's understanding, like, I still have to push through. There's four quarters left. There's four quarters in the year for a reason. There's four quarters in the game. You can't give it your all the first three quarters, and once the fourth quarter comes, you take your foot off the pedal. It's like, no, I got to keep going because I don't want to go into overtime. I want to finish this game out in four quarters and focus on the next game. So it's understanding what your weaknesses may be and how to turn your weaknesses into strength. Whatever it may be, you may have to look back. Like me personally, I said I got too comfortable. So I was like, all right, I got to start putting myself in more uncomfortable situations. I have to get back to doing what I was doing in the first three quarters. And getting back to doing that, sticking to those routines and staying consistent with that. And also letting myself know, like, yo, we can't let this happen again. Because it happens to where you're like, oh, I'm so ahead of the game. I'm so ahead of the other people. I'm so ahead of the competition. I'm so ahead of myself last year. And I can't, let me take some time off. But it's like when you take that day off, and then you take a couple days off, you take a week off, you take a month off, and you look up like, damn, where did all the time go? And you look up like, oh, shoot, the year is almost over. So still understanding, like, I still have to go full throttle and finish the year off strong so I can use this momentum for the next year. But once again, that quote is, figure out your weaknesses and be ready to defend your promises to yourself when they try to distract you. It's tough, man. And we're going to jump into the ambition of self-care. It's an equation. You understand it too? Like, I know how it is. We have dreams. We feel like we have to be there or accomplish our goals yesterday. And it's understanding, like, everybody's time is different. Everybody's time is different. It's not going to happen overnight. It may take you some years to really get some consistency in your field, in your career, and understanding, like, I still have to prioritize myself, my self-care, my self-routines, and stop thinking, oh, it's going to happen overnight just because of social media. It happens like that. You have to stay focused on your journey. And as millennials, we often are driven by ambition. We have big dreams and the determination to make them come true. But it's like, is this a part of my plan? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Is this a part of my plan when it comes to certain things? Because we'll hop on social media. We'll look at what other people are doing and wondering why we aren't ahead. Instead of taking the time to learn the game. Taking the time to learn yourself. Taking the time to learn the strategies of what you need to do to accomplish to get to where you need to be. We keep that fire, keep that ambition. We have the big dreams, but we have to figure out how can we make this come true? What help do we need? Who do we need to add to our team? Who is the person that we need to become to accomplish these goals, these dreams, these ambitions, instead of thinking it's going to happen with our old selves? Because who you were before is not going to help you become who you need to be. So you have to sit with yourself, talk to yourself, and see, like, who do I need to become in this moment? Who do I need to become to have a successful business? What's the mindset I need to have a successful business? What kind of self-care routines do I need to have? Do I need to work 7 days a week? Do I need to work 5 days a week? Where do I need to find the balance in my schedule so I know I don't get burnt out? And a lot of times our passion fuels our work, but sometimes it can become an all-consuming fire. So, and the next one would be number two, the self-care imperative. On the flip side, self-care is imperative for our mental and physical health. Neglecting self-care can lead to burnout, anxiety, and even long-term health issues. So it's understanding, what is your self-care routine? Do you have daily self-care? Do you have weekly self-care? What do you do when you've been grinding all week, you've been grinding all day? What do you do for yourself? Do you meditate? Do you go work out? Do you sit in the sauna, the steam room? Do you go for a walk? Do you go get a massage? Ladies, do y'all get y'all mani and pedi? What do you do for your self-care, for yourself? To take care of yourself after you've been grinding all week, what is your routine? Do you have like self-care Sundays or self-care Saturdays? Or do you like, oh, no, I got to work 6-7 days a week because I got to get this out. I got to do this. I got to do this. But it's understanding. You have to have that self-care routine. You have to understand that I have to replenish my energy. I've been grinding all week. I've been driven all week. I've been ambitious all week. But now I need some time for myself. And you understand, too, when you work on the self-care strategy, do the self-care routine, that it gives you energy, but it also gives you time to strategize and analyze. How'd the week go? How'd the day go? What do I need to improve at? What do I need to do? Whose help might I need for next week or the next day? But it's understanding we can't neglect our self-care, because it leads to burnout, it leads to anxiety, even having them long-term health issues. You think right now, oh, you're young, I'm young, I can grind, but it's still understanding. Don't grind so hard that you grind it out, that you cut some of your years short because you're like, you're not taking care of yourself. You got to take care of your mental and physical health. It's not going to happen overnight. So take them time, schedule out them days to where you have them self-care routines. You may be working a 9-to-5, and as soon as you get off, you go home, work on your side hustle or your business for the next 5 hours when you get home. So it's like, if you're doing that Monday through Friday, or even Saturday, you dedicate some time to that too. Sunday, take that time. Take that time for yourself and understanding, like, okay, today I need to do things for myself. I need to go to the gym, go walking, make sure I'm hydrated, meditate, write in my journal, go get a massage. Doing the little things for yourself, what makes you happy in the long run. And doing that instead of neglecting your self-care because you're trying to accomplish everything in one day or 1 week or 1 month. Number three would be setting boundaries. One way to balance this equation is by setting boundaries. It's okay to say no. This is my favorite word these days. I've been used to saying no. You saying no to allocate the time for self-care and to protect your well-being. This isn't a sign of weakness. It's a strategy for long-term success. So you can't always be open and available to everybody and not open and available to yourself. And it's understanding, like, I have to set these boundaries. What are the boundaries that you need to set moving forward? What boundaries do you need to set for 2024 to balance out the ambition and your self-care? Number four would be prioritizing well-being. Remember that your well-being is your most valuable asset. It's all about you. It's the foundation upon which your entrepreneurial dreams are built. Prioritizing self-care is an indulgence. It's a strategic move to ensure that you're fit to tackle your ambitions. So prioritize your well-being. What are you doing to make sure you are good? Do you have a morning routine? Are your days scheduled out? Are you doing the things for yourself? Your well-being is your most valuable asset. You can't be grinded out and expecting to perform at a top level. You got to make sure you have that energy for each day. You got to make sure you're getting your hours of sleep. You make sure you're eating, staying hydrated, doing the little things to help yourself out. So prioritize that well-being instead of prioritizing the business, because the business can't run without you. Eventually, it will run without you. But in the beginning, when you're trying to build it from the ground, brick by brick, you got to prioritize your well-being and understanding. I love my business. I love what I'm trying to do, but I love myself even more. So I have to prioritize building myself and making sure I'm right. So my mind is right. My physical is right. My endurance is right. My resilience is right for what I'm embarking on. Number five would be mindfulness and presence. I'm reading a book right now. It's called How to Train Your Mind. I forgot the author's name, but it's really talking a lot about meditation, mindfulness, and just really that mental fitness of the journey that we're on. And I came across this book. I'm always fascinated by mind books, how to work your mind, how to operate your mind. But this book is really talking about how to train your mind and the benefits of meditation. And sometimes we have to embrace mindfulness and being present in the moment. I think that's the biggest thing, being present in the moment. We always thinking ahead, thinking about the next thing. When we're with our families, we're thinking about the business. When we're within the business, we're thinking about the family, whatever it may be, but just being present in that moment. Take the time to be present with yourself and seeing, okay, I have to be present right now. My focus has to go to this project that I'm working on. It's easy for our ambitions to make us live in the future, but often self-care happens in the present. So take time to savor the small moments and practice gratitude. If you're like me, you're very ambitious. You want to get everything accomplished today. You're always thinking ahead, thinking in the future, but it's still understanding the present needs me. My present needs me. The future is happening and forming, but my present needs me to be here in this moment. And so we have to savor the small moments. Thanksgiving just passed. I was present with my family, even though I'm like, okay, I got to do this, but I still have to be present in this moment, cherish this moment, being with the family, being with the loved ones around you. Because it's always the small moments that we take for granted, but we look back like, dang, I wish I had more time to do that, or I wish I was present in that moment. And it's like being more present where you're at. And that's why I really recommend meditation, because meditation helps you be present simply because you are meditating, and you're controlling your mind, you're controlling your thoughts. So when you're in a moment with the family, whether it's at Thanksgiving, it's at Christmas, or it's at whatever holiday it may be, or just being around family in general, you're present in that moment. And practicing gratitude is huge. This is like game changer. Practicing gratitude, I always do it like 3 to 4 times out the day. I'm always saying 5 things that I'm grateful for. But as soon as you wake up in the morning, write down 5 things that you're grateful for. And you'll always have a list every day of something new. But every day when you wake up, write out 5 things that you're grateful for. Express that gratitude. Write it out and speak it out. And number 6, and the final one, surround yourself with a supportive community. Share your ambitions and struggles. And sometimes simply talking about what's on your mind can be a form of self-care. So do you have a supportive community around you? Whether it's friends, families, mastermind, whatever it may be, having that supportive community so they understand what you're going through. So you know, like, oh, I'm not going through this alone. They, so-and-so been through this. That's why it's always good to have a mentor, a coach that they've been through that journey. They've been through the trials and tribulations. They've been through the hurdles, the obstacles, or whatever it may be. They can save you time and help you when it comes to your mental. So finding that supportive community and understanding that other people have been through this. I can get through this too, but it's just me understanding that I'm a rookie right now. So I'm getting facing all the rookie challenges, because every level is going to have different challenges. You know, they say new levels, new devils. So it's understanding, how can I defeat this level and move on to the next level? And that's where you have your community come in, so they can help you. They give you the strategies, they give you the tips, they give you the mindset to have when it goes through going through each level. So have that supportive community. I'm here to always support you. If you need that support, you can always reach out to me. Or even if you don't have that community right now, you're like, dang, I don't have that community. Like I said, you can reach out to me. Go on Facebook, go on Reddit groups, different little things. They have the community that's out there for you. You just have to find it. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Sana IE. I hope this episode helped you out when it comes to balancing that ambition and that self-care, because we have to have that balance. One can't have more than the other. So it's finding that balance between the two and understanding that I need to take that time for myself on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. It's a time to really step back, analyze, strategize, and think about myself. But in closing, the pursuit of ambition and self-care doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. It's possible to chase your dreams while nurturing your well-being by setting boundaries, making self-care a priority, and being mindful. You can strike a balance that ensures your entrepreneurial journey is not just successful, but also fulfilling. Remember, the journey is as important as the destination. So let's navigate through this together. I'm always here for you, nurturing our ambition and well-being every step of the way. Stay inspired, stay grounded, stay ambitious. Until next time, let me leave you with this. the pain that you're going through isn't punishment. It's preparation. Enjoy your week. I'll be back again with Sana I.E. Peace.